May the Lord bless your sweet hearts with his endurance and love, my family. Lord, thank you for answering me so quickly and holding me, pulling me to your heart, even though I wanted to pray for the majority of this day and didn't because of the messes here and there, and I felt so disorganized. Jesus replied, "Sweet bride, keep it clean and organized, for I have much work for you to do, and I do not want you to be running around frustrated because you could not find the item you needed. It feels good, doesn't it?" "Yes, Lord, it really does." "Well, just a little more and you will have the house under you and useful. This is a good practice. Spring cleaning before spring. Ready to go, things in order." "Jesus, I just want to hug and hold you." He replied, "You've held me close all day." "Well, I tried." "Well, you succeeded. Rest in that understanding. This is the way I want you to pray every day." "Pray? Don't you know and recognize this is prayer?" "Well, not really, because I wasn't lifting up any petitions except a couple of times." "No, my love, this is the prayer of presence. Holding me in this way is in reality a true prayer, a declaration of your awareness and need for me, as well as your appreciation and honoring me. It's as though you said, 'Jesus, I cannot live without you holding me tightly, not even for 1 second.' By putting me first in your mind and priority, you are declaring this. I receive it as prayer, the prayer of a soul deeply in love that cannot stand to be apart from me. Oh, Lord, I hope that's true. I would not have said what I said if it were not. Claire, you know I don't flatter with my lips. I only speak truth. Lord, I don't want to see anyone else, hear anyone else, or read anyone else. This is a grace I want to keep forever." And I was saying that because I'm not even tempted by YouTubes about the news of the war or anything. And Satan is already plotting to take it away. Guard it, beloved. You have put forth the effort consistently. And when I see a soul breaking a habit, a bad habit, with just a little grace to do it, I reward them for their constancy and resolve, even when it's not as perfect as they would like it to be, because they really want it enough to make the effort. I reward them in their journey with new graces to make them more stable. In a sense, they have proven they can hold on to the grace if I give it to them, so I do. Now you must fight to keep it, because Satan will most surely try to steal it. My people, when you are wanting to change, but lacking in the resolve, but finally making that resolution, I am very, very pleased. Then I watch you pass through temptations that I allow deliberately to see if you really, really do want to change. When you persevere for a time through many temptations, I count your victories and hand over the grace to you that you've been building towards by your efforts and resolve. This means you have advanced one rung on the ladder. The demons assigned to you watch you. When they see this, they report it to their supervisors, who in turn begin to construct situations that will cause you to lapse and give up that grace. Lord, I feel so much purer since I haven't been watching the news, because you are, by cutting yourself off from contamination. Believe me, it is a joy to hold you without all that ugly goo clinging to you and running through your mind. Here, Jesus is talking about the alternative news that I used to watch a great deal of and keeping up with the latest happenings that, well, they cling to you like mud and contaminate your thinking, maybe more like tar. And they rivet your mind on sad and ugly world events that breed fear and hopelessness. I mean, it's helpful to find out what you're praying for, but it can go too far. The Lord replied, "Well said. Now you have an informed conscience to help you avoid the curiosity and need to know demons that love to distract you away from me. Because when you cling to me, you become more and more like me, and that's the last thing in the world they want. Their job is to distract you away from me, undermine your faith, and replace it with empty knowledge that feeds your vices. My children, in order to become holy, you must exclude the unholy things from your minds and meditate on what is pure, good, and beautiful, even as the scriptures say," and that's from Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." And in context, just before and after the statement, Paul said, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And verse 9 says, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Oh, that's so beautiful. The above example about having peace is how you don't feel after sifting through the news. In fact, it robs you of your joy, introduces you to false reports and gossip, and causes you to long for the rapture. Dear ones, we cannot long to leave this earth as long as there are souls lost, confused, and headed for hell. Now, if the Lord chooses to remove us from that, then that is His choice, for His reasons, not our own selfish reasons, such as not wanting to suffer anymore. The Lord has been faithful to bring current events to our attention for prayer without spending time, hours looking at it. So we are still able to pray for the world without being of the world. In the past, I was more of the world because I wanted to know the world events. But now, the Lord having delivered me from that compulsion, He sends people to us with just the events He wants us to pray for, as well as increasing the visions we have of events around the world. So if you're addicted to the news, the way I was, there is hope for you. And the Lord will find a way to give to you the things He wants you to pray for. The Lord bless you, dear family. Thank you for being with us. And we'd love to hear from you if you want to leave a comment.